That was Two Door Cinema Club with Lucky. It's time for your end touchdown, an impromptu look at American football from your friends at University Radio Nottingham. Thank you very much for listening. This will be a podcast. So if you don't catch all of it, go onto the URN_sport Spotify playlist or URN1350.net /podcast. But I am not alone. I'm joined by music sensation, Mike Writing. Let's think, what else? Drum podcasting legend. Jake Longhurst is in the room. Jake, how are you, mate?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Don. That was a wonderful intro. Thank you, that really sounds a lot better than I actually am.
Yeah, it's quite odd, isn't it? You know, because there's so much to say about you, but where do you start?
Hopefully nowhere.
Yeah, well, we're going to run down all of Week 8 and Week 9's games, and then in the second half, we've promised it for a long time.
This has been coming a long time, a mighty long time.
And this is going to be a slight sort of warm-up. We're going to see how things go for a World Cup edition. We're looking at every home NFL uniform. So that's going to come after the break, but because it's American football, we're playing songs with USA or America in the title. So why not start with Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA?
URN
University Radio Nottingham.
You're listening to the only university podcast all about American football that we can find, and we haven't looked that hard. I'm joined by Jake Longhurst, lead drummer for Gender Envy, who have an amazing gig coming up very soon. Jake, go on, give it a plug.
Indeed, you are right. It's very soon. It's tomorrow evening at the Chameleon Arts Cafe in Nottingham, just on Angel Road, so nice and easy to get to. £5 on the door. Doors are at 7, we're playing at 8. You should come and see us. It's basically going to be a pop-punk gig, so it'll be a lot of fun. Great bands. The headliners are Mexican wrestling-themed.
Sorry?
So, yeah, they're absolutely bizarre. Pop-punk, but Mexican wrestling. They're mental, and they're really good fun, so I strongly encourage you should come down and check it out. It'll be a great time. And also, you can support me and the guys, so that's always good as well.
Yeah, nice to support local industries, local bands too. But we are all the way in America. All our songs today are going to be about America. So we just are Born in the USA. Up next, we have Miami by Will Smith, because the Dolphins have been on a good run of late, beating the Detroit Lions 27-31. Played really, really well. And as a Dolphins fan, it's exciting to watch the Dolphins again. How much have you seen of Waddle and of Tyreek Hill? Have you seen much?
I've not seen too much, but from what I've seen, all I can say is, yet again, Waddle has been named wrong. That man is
yes.
Quick.
Yeah, he's an absolute... I don't know how to describe him. He's so good at getting himself really open in tight spaces.
I think the best way to put it is slippery. He's a very slippery fellow. Like, he just manages to squeeze himself out of things.
Yeah. He's like a penguin.
He has no right to get out of.
Like a penguin.
Exactly.
He's a buttered penguin.
But yeah, he's a penguin. He's just a greased up penguin.
He's a greased up penguin.
In a lovely kit.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill, on the other hand, we all know he's absolute rapid. Could have been in the American Sprinters. What was it? He almost got into the 4x100 relay team.
Very nearly.
That fast.
So, yeah, he's no slouch.
Yeah, no slouch.
Put him out wide and he'll do a decent job for you.
And also, because he's so good, he takes pressure away from people. So players like Montserrat and now Edmonds can just have lots of space, and Gesicki can also have space.
Because, again, like, for people that don't know American football, to make an easier analogy, if you've got Messi on your team, everyone else plays better, because so many people are focusing on Messi and they're taking less effort into defending the person they should be because they're focusing on him. If he's ever near the ball or even just on the pitch, half their attention's on him. Same with Tyreek Hill. He just takes attention for the defense away from everyone else on the offense so that they can operate more and they can fully utilize their skills, because he's good enough that he can do it anyway.
In last night's game against the Chicago Bears, Tyreek Hill got 143 yards with an average of each catch of 20.4 yards with one touchdown, 7 receptions. Tunga Tagovailoa, for the second game running, threw over 300 yards, which is an absolute monster for someone who's apparently got a weak arm. So if you guys have any questions about how to, what American football is, how does it run, what are we talking about, how can people message us, Jake?
Well, you can message us by number one listening on the website. You can go on there and there's a little box, send it in there, and that will come up right in front of us now. You can also message us on Instagram at URNTouchdown or on our personal accounts if you know us.
Yeah, go for it.
As well as the main URN account at URN1350. So anywhere there, drop us a line if you would like to contact us or just send something about the show or if you want to get involved yourself.
Yeah, we'd love to have a new American football fans on the show. I saw Tua Tagovailoa jersey walking in today, which got me really excited.
Oh, I bet.
We're also going to be doing some TikToks in the studio later, which I'm really excited for. So if you have any ideas on how we could get American football into TikToks, please do let us know. But let's go back to the American football. Tua is now 5-0 in games he has started. Two road wins. Dolphins now find themselves 6-3 with a win percentage of 66.7%. So ideally, you want to be getting that sort of numbers at the end of January so you're in the playoffs. It's a really good time to be a Dolphins fan for the first time. And if you're listening to the podcast, you'll hear my immediate post-match thoughts now.
So the first post-match minute for quite some time, me and Jay have been very busy. We do apologise. But the Miami Dolphins moved to 6-3. A magnificent performance by Tua, Waddle and Hill. The defence conceding 32 points to Chicago. Slightly worrying. No matter who we have as our defensive coordinator, we cannot deal with mobile quarterbacks. Very frustrating, but a lovely win for the Dolphins. It's nice to be winning. It's not happening in the with Forest for me. And after hangovers today, at time of recording, I just wanted a win. And at one point, it looked like we were going to throw it away. If I'm quite honest, a little bit worried. If we're struggling against the Bears, things need to happen. But winning is such an important thing. It builds momentum. And to have it finally, after so many years of being abjectly poor, this feels 4 wins away from being a playoff year. I know it's week 9. There's so much to go. And you just think 4 games, 4 wins is very, very plausible. Fins up!
Jake, the Jets, on the other hand, have also been having up and down since we last did a podcast, lost to the Patriots and then came back rip-roaring against the Bills. Go on,
honestly, mate, that was ridiculous. And if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to hear my audio right about now.
Well, this is a remarkable change from what we saw last week with the New York Jets. A remarkable comeback in the game. Again, you know, finishing, looking like they could lose and coming back, so... You know, the Jets haven't had the strongest season around by any means, but I have to say, credit where credit's due, after the game, they are actually looking like they could genuinely be in for a fairly competitive season. I'm not, you know, they're not going to be in the Super Bowl or anything, certainly that would be a massive surprise to everybody, myself included. But my goodness, they're really genuinely giving it a good go this season, and I'm really enjoying it. I don't know how many other people are, because, you know, not many people are silly enough to be Jets fans. But I'm really genuinely enjoying the start to the season.
But, I mean, what a time to just... The Bills, they were on top of the game. And Dom, Empire State of Mind.
Oh, do you want that as your song? Because I was going to play your next song is New York, New York.
Ah, go Empire.
Okay, go Empire. So, we'll go Empire next.
The Bills were arguably the second best team in the whole NFL. The Eagles are just unbeatable right now. They're insane. They're on 8-0. But other than them, there was not a single person who was doing as well as the Bills, bar the Vikings.
Yeah.
And now the Vikings are 7-1, but the Bills are not. The Bills are 6-2. It was an amazing game. We were down 14-10 at halftime after the first two quarters. And then we scored another 10 points, which isn't much, but we stopped the Bills. We had a phenomenal defence those last two quarters. We were almost unbeatable. You could not get past us. They had to take 3 points and that was it. We kept them so tight and then ran a little bit past them, just got enough points on the board to take it to 20-17 at the end of the game, which was wild. So an absolutely amazing turnout for the Jets.
The Jets have got a rubbish record against divisional rivals in the AFC, so the Bills, the Dolphins and the Patriots. Now, as someone who looks out for the Jets now because of you, I was a little bit worried when I saw you guys lose to the Patriots in the way you did. It was the first time you've been overdogs against the Patriots probably since 2000. And when you looked at the Bills, you just think, oh dear, here we go again. But to get that standout victory, a really impressive victory, Do you think this is a moment for Jets fans and the Jets franchise where you're going, we're turning a corner here?
I honestly think this is the start of something new, to quote a High School Musical there. It feels like there's actually a real sense of rejuvenation in the whole squad. Like, everyone feels revitalized. They look always like they're up for something. You look at social media, everyone's celebrating everything. Like, to look at Lisandro Martinez in the United squad, he's come in, everything is cheering, they're celebrating everything. The Jets look the same. It's a start for both teams. Mm. So I'm really excited to see, because I think this Jets team could actually be a little special.
Little special. Now, we put them in the second highest tier last live podcast, which is available URN_touchdown. If you want to look at our tier lists, we put them at a very spicy section. You've got a bye week this week, the Patriots, the Bears, the in-form Vikings, the Bills again, the Detroit Lions, who looked very spicy last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Seahawks, and the mighty Miami Dolphins. Tough road for the Jets. Can you see them getting to 10 wins, which is usually a playoff berth?
I think they should comfortably get 10 wins now. 6-3, you know, halfway through, and they've on 6 wins already. Mm. They're looking promising. I'd say that 10 wins should now be not an absolute guarantee, but pretty much, you know, it should be a cruise for them, hopefully.
Yeah, and the Bills haven't made the playoff. The Jets have not made the playoffs in so long, but the AFC East is looking so spicy with the Bills losing again this week. All teams are on 6 wins, and it's just looking so exciting for the rest of the year. The Vikings moved to 7-1. That is quite impressive for a team who we all wrote off at the start of the year. Beating the Washington Commanders, they made it tough for them. But the Vikings and Kirk Cousins brought it back, and he did like that. Big win for Kirk Cousins. The Vikings looking good. Now we've had a few more weeks, do you think we could maybe move them up a tier in our ranking?
I think we'd be foolish not to. 7-1 is no slouch.
Yeah, they're very good.
Anyone to be on 7-1, you've got to be a very strong team. So yeah. I'd say they've definitely got to be moved up at this point in the season.
Okay, and another team we had at the bottom, the right bottom, what was it, Tank Job?
I think that's they were a tank job.
Tank Job. The Detroit Lions, 15-9 victors over the Green Bay Packers, who lost for the first time 5 games in a row. They're having an absolute awful time. The second win of the year for Dan Campbell's Lions.
So Jake, proud of them.
Go on.
As a bit of I'd say I'm a sympathiser for the Lions. I'm not an out-and-out fan because my team are the Jets, but the Lions would be my second team. My mum went to university in Michigan, so in Detroit. Detroit was their closest city. Mm. And so she was a bit of a Lions fan. So I've got a lot of love for the Lions, which is bad because they are horrible. They are the worst team in the NFL. It just is a fact.
Yeah. They are the first team to go a whole season without winning in the 16-game season. So they're truly atrocious. Only one playoff win. And to beat their big brothers, the big rival for them, it must have been so special for those Lions.
Literally the best home atmosphere for any team in American professional sport. And beating them. I mean, oh, what a wonderful way to do it. It doesn't get much better than that for the Lions. Also, not a slouch team, the Packers. Mm. This is not their season, I'll be honest.
Yeah, they look awful.
But beating them is still a very impressive feat for a team as bad as the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and you know what? Big shout out to the Lions. We're going to see if we can find any songs about Detroit. Can you think of any? If you do have any ideas, messages on your own 1350.net, use the message function. We want to know your Detroit songs. Jake, you got any Detroit songs?
Not off the top of my head, no. I'll have a peek. I'm sure I will somewhere.
There's got to be a song mentioning Detroit. Let's also move to Cincinnati, where the Bengals beat the Panthers 42-21. Do not let those 21 Panthers points fool you. The Bengals are back, baby. They look really, really good. I just think they've got their run game back, and that is so important. The Jacksonville Jaguars got another win, sort of condemning the Las Vegas Raiders to, that's their season. And we have a song for Detroit next after Empire State of Mind, but let's finish wrapping up around here. The Seahawks keep their winning record. Kyler Murray's having a dreadful time of it for the Cardinals, but Geno Smith has been cooking what Russell Wilson could not for the Seahawks. The Buccaneers beat the Rams with an interesting game, not that many points, and the Rams are having a story time defending their Super Bowl. But as we sort of hinted, we're going to have Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to New York.
This
is URN.
You're listening to Touchdown. Thank you, wherever you're listening. If you're in Portland, I hope you're having a lovely day. This is the American Football Show by University Radio Nottingham. I'm joined in the studio by Jake. Jake, how are you, pal?
I'm doing wonderful as ever, Dom. Always good to be back in the studio with you, my friend, and especially when we're talking about American football again.
Let's talk week 10. It's an interesting week. One more week until Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving's my favourite time of the year because now you can start to play Christmas music and you can start to have a, you know, a cheeky pigs and blankets. But also, most importantly, there are three American football games in the week which you can actually watch. The Detroit Lions are playing the Buffalo Bills, not this Thursday, the Thursday after.
That will be hilarious.
That is always a good watch. And you never know, the Bills lost to the Jets, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I can't. The Jets are so bad compared to the Lions, obviously, yeah, as we're all aware.
Yeah,
no, full disclosure, if you're in for an amusing game, watch that.
Yeah, I think that's a good chance to watch American football because, you know, you're probably bored of your essays, you're revising, whatever it may be. Give it a go. It's always a fun watch. But we're going to talk week 10 of the NFL season. Some interesting games. My beloved Miami Dolphins go all the way to Cleveland. That means that's three road games in a row. The Browns aren't looking good this year. That should be a lock win for the Dolphins.
That's one you would definitely be hoping to win, not one you should be losing.
Yeah, let's move to the interesting game of the Bills versus the Minnesota Vikings. Tight game.
Two of the best teams in the whole NFL right now. So that will be a very interesting game.
It's weird how Niners Chargers is the Sunday night game when the Bills Vikings is just classed as a regular game. That's absolutely bizarre for me.
Yeah, that's one of the big games of the week.
Yeah.
Certainly arguably one of the bigger games of the whole season, yeah, if you look at them.
It won't affect the playoff, who gets home runs, a home run at their home stadium is what I was trying to say, but it came across like I was talking about baseball, so I do apologise. The Bills just coming off the back of a loss to the Jets. The Vikings coming off a tough win against the Washington Commanders. Who are you going to back in this race?
I'm going to back the Bills.
Okay.
I will back the Bills today. I think, yeah, sure, they've both had a bit of a rough week. The Vikings have beaten the Commanders. The Bills lost to the Jets. With the greatest of respect, the Jets are definitely better than the Commanders.
Yes, yeah.
Both of those teams should be beating the Commanders without too much effort.
Mm.
So for the Vikings to have taken that much work in beating the Commanders, I'm actually going to say I think the Bills probably should win.
Interesting. Now, I'm looking at some stats here. The Bills have decimated the Tennessee Titans. They destroyed the ravenous Ravens. They haven't really... They beat the Chiefs, I suppose... And they lost to the Jets. They've not played that many informed teams. Neither have the Vikings, though. The Vikings haven't come up against a great behemoth. They're leading the charge in the NFC. I'm just going to say this. Kirk Cousins, we know, doesn't lose unless he's on primetime. The game's not on primetime. So I am going to suggest that the Minnesota Vikings might just win this one. Definitely spice up the AFC number one race. Let's move on to another game of the week. Obviously, this is going to be such a good game. The Clown Bowl, the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Colts. The Colts had another awful week. The Packers Cowboys is an interesting game. There's not that many good games on.
To be honest, I'm quite looking forward to the Houston Texans versus New York Giants because I think that should be a bit of a Giants rout.
That should be. And do you think the Texans might have
I think they'll score something. I don't think they've got a chance at winning. I think it should be a fun one for the Giants. They should hopefully go into that confident and come out even more so.
Right, in the second half of this show, we're going to do all things kits. We're going to rate every home jersey in the NFL as a little prelude to a special episode of They Think It's All Doha. But for new fans, we have got a little segment called the NFL. So what should new fans look out for this week? And I'm going to steal this one from Jake. It's the first time that the NFL are playing a game on on mainland Europe against Sorry, I have an absolute shocker. I do apologise. Oh,
you really are, Dom.
I feel like the Buffalo Bills offense. Oh,
take a moment.
I'll take a moment. Right, pause. Okay, I'm sorted. It's the first time they're going to have a game in Germany. The Bucks are playing the Seahawks. That is going to be a really interesting game. Tom Brady coming off the back of breaking his first ever three-game losing streak.
Do you think, making a record with his 100,000 passing yards.
Not bad, is it?
It's not bad. Can't complain. The first quarterback ever to hit that ridiculous number.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady's the GOAT, as much as it pains me to say it. New fans should look out for that. That's going to be at the same... Oh, it's at 2:30. So more football to watch this weekend. What is your for sure win of the weekend? I think you mentioned it.
Giants. Giants will beat the Texans.
Yeah. I'm going to go a little less obvious. Am I going to go a little less obvious? I never put money on the Dolphins winning, but I think the Bears are looking spicy. I think they'll get a win. Trey Fields is looking very, very good. Ran for the most amount of yards ever by a quarterback against the Dolphins in a losing effort last night. And your legend of the week, Jake, who are you going to go for?
Ooh. You know what, Dom? I think Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner.
He's playing out of his skin at the moment. He was
unreal.
He's unstoppable. He is so good. He's number one in like four or five different defensive categories in the NFL right now. He's insane. He is putting a real stamp down.
I'm going to say, my legend of the week. Should we go? I think Tua, because I'm wearing his, repping his jersey. He's doing absolute bits, and I think he's going to tear up Cleveland. And, you know, he's from Sun City. Cool, Miami. Miami. You're listening to Touchdown. We're having a party in the city where the streets are on. Jake Longhurst joins me in the studio. He's dancing away. He's pretending to be Will Smith.
No, Will Smith's pretending to be me.
That's a very good point. Favourite Will Smith film?
Good question. You know what? The original Men in Black.
Yeah, it's a cracker. Absolute cracker. You're listening to Touchdown. Hope you're having a lovely time. We're going to do something we've promised for quite a long time. We're making a tier list of every NFL home jersey. Gwan. This is going to be able to access on Urine_Touchdown. If you want to know where to find that, just go on Instagram. And yeah, use your brain, really. Just look up Touchdown Urine. Come on, lads, you're better than that. Right. What's the tier list names, Jake?
So, starting from the bottom, now we're here. We've got Wouldn't See It On After Dark. That is our lowest rating. You wouldn't even catch an After Darker wearing that. Then our fourth, I've seen better. It's not the worst, but it's really nowhere near the best. Third, a solid meh. It's all right. It does the job. It's a kit. You can wear it, but it's, you know, it's not going to change any fashion trends. Then close to the top, we got Sauce Gardner. It's pretty nice. It's pretty good. You're getting up there. And finally, it's drippy. Mm-hmm. You're going to catch all the fans of just American football, but they don't have a team. They'll be wearing these kits.
Yeah, yeah. So this is for the players and the fans at home. So we'd love to hear what your favourite NFL home jersey is. We're not talking
retro.
And your
least favourites.
Yeah, why not?
The worst.
Let's put your negative thoughts out there. You know, you guys, it's a tough time.
You've got to get them out somehow. Why not take them out on something that doesn't really matter?
So we're aware not everyone is up to date on American football jerseys. That's absolutely fine. We're here for you. We are basically your guide to American football. So Jake is going to yell out a team and I am going to have to describe them the kit to you. So who are we starting with this week?
So Dom, we'll start with the Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans, right. From memory, it's an interesting dark blue. I've just seen it. It's a dark blue with shoulder pads. There's a Tennessee Titans motif, which is a sort of a sword. It's a very sharp numbering. Grey shoulder pads and the logo of the Tennessee Titans above the number plate. Pretty boring.
It does the job. It's sleek, but it's not sleek.
Yeah, it's very of this new NFL theory.
I'd say it's probably a meh, because it's not a bad kit, but it's really not a good kit.
Yeah, I'd agree. Meh. What do we have up next?
Your beloved Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins, right. We're talking the sea colours. It's a real... It's aqua. It really shines. It's such an evocative colour.
It's also very of the name. It's a Dolphins kit. It's aquamarine, which is perfect for a team who are near the sea. You're in Florida, and they're called the Dolphins. It just fits the bill perfectly.
I absolutely love it. That's got to be top tier. Also, it looks really good on anyone with like a blue jumper, like a light blue. So.
And also, to be fair, it suits you.
Oh, stuff it. Yeah, my hair does actually match the Dolphins orange.
It is Dolphins orange. So, ladies and gents, you ever catch Dom Allen wearing a Dolphins jersey?
Yeah.
He'll look good in it.
Thank you. Oh, shucks. I hope Erin's listening. Erin's not a fan of the Dolphins jersey.
Oh, she should be.
Yeah. What we got up next?
Dom, we're going back to my favourite team. We've got the Jets next.
Oh, dear. Now, I'm looking at the official New York Times article.
I really quite like the Jets kit.
Okay, I prefer the jerseys before these. These, for me, are very meh. I don't like the white triangles. It's a Gotham green. It's gangrene is their, like, sort of fan name. For me, it's bad. It's not great.
What tier would you put it in? Because I'd probably put it in Sauce Gardner. Okay. I am quite a fan. Definitely a bit of a bias.
I think because I'd go one below good, one below meh. So I think put it in medium. Put it in medium.
We'll call an average.
Joining
and put it in the
Tennessee
middle.
Titans. Now, a nice fun one coming up. Bit of stripes. Very 70s. Who's up next?
This is the Bengals.
The Bengalis.
This is quite a good kit, I've got to say. I'm quite the fan of this one.
So this was a kit worn at the Super Bowl for the Cincinnati Bengals. It is black with tiger stripes, matched with tiger stripe helmet too.
I can't lie, Dom. I would be putting drippy. This straight up.
Yeah, this is drippy.
Drippy. This is such a cool kit. If I wasn't a Jets fan, this is one of the probably two or three kits that I would absolutely be straight up considering buying.
Yeah, it's
so cool.
On a similar theme, who do we have up next?
We've got the Browns.
Now, the Cleveland Browns play in a sort of autumnal woody brown main jersey.
They've had better. I preferred the slightly more orangey browns in the past. This is a bit... Mm.
Shoulder pads of white and orange. It's an interesting kit. It's iconic, surely. I think this goes into Sauce Gardner because I'd quite like one.
I do. I have to say, I really like the leggings on them.
Yeah.
I do really like the leggings.
Yeah.
The
maybe you should wear the gender envy.
So, yeah, I think Sauce Gardner's fair. Yeah. I put that there. It's a nice kit. It's not the best, but it's definitely a nice kit.
The Cleveland Browns obviously haven't got anything, like any trophies to brag about for the last 60 years. So we've got to give
it. At the very least, they can have a decent kit and put up on a decent level on URN Touchdown's kit tier list, which is close to being a trophy.
Yeah. I mean, they should have it in there.
This is the only thing in their trophy locker.
Yeah. I can see two more trophyless teams coming up. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who recently changed their kits. It's light blue, but sort of with a green tint to it. It's in the vein of the Miami Dolphins, but...
It's definitely just bluer than your kit, but bluer, not much.
With a Jacksonville Jaguar logo, about, you know, where a football crest would be. For me, this is bad. I miss the old sort of black and gold logos that were more reflective of the Jaguar colours. This just comes across as a little bit... We want me the Dolphins, which the Jacksonville Jaguars are. And Jake, where do you think we've put this?
I think it's not the worst, but it's certainly not great. I've definitely seen better, so I think that's probably fair. Although I might be tempted to move it down later on, depending on who else turns up.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the lower rated kits for me. It's poor.
Now, here we go. Now, this is going to be a contentious one.
One that's a fan favourite, the Detroit Lions.
Are you positive about this as well?
So I think I am, Dom.
Lovely stuff, because I think this goes in the Sauce Gardner. The blue of Detroit, it's Honolulu blue officially, with the grey representing the sort of car industry. For me, it's got history. It's a fun kit.
Yeah, it's representative of the team as well as their history, and it looks nice.
Yeah.
So it's definitely one of the better kits out there. Sauce Gardner for sure. It's not quite the Bengals, which is just a lovely kit.
Yeah. It's in a good position for me. Next up
there.
Next up, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, a team on a good record right now. Do they have a good kit to match their record, Dom?
100%. This goes in the top tier for me. Beautiful purple, white, and gold stripes, I'm going to say.
And frankly, who else likes purple and white more than URN?
URN. You're listening to University Radio.
So it can only go in the top tier.
Top tier.
Now, next up, Dom, we have the one and only GOAT team. This is Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Where are we slotting them on our kit tier list?
So they've recently had a kit changeover since actually Brady came in 2019. For me, the numbers are quite nice, but it's just red, it's bland. The numbers are okay, but that's about it. The logo, the ship on the side, it's fine. It's just fine.
I do quite like this. I'm not sure exactly what it is about it, but I do quite like it. Call it middle meh?
Yeah. This is why we work as a team. Next up is got to be one of the most iconic ones, in my opinion.
49ers, straight out of San Fran.
Yep. Okay, after this, you don't want to be an American idiot. I'm not sure why I'm Welsh now.
American idiot.
But the beautiful Garibaldi red matched with the San Francisco gold. It represents the history of the 49ing gold rush. It's a beautiful kit that's worked throughout the ages.
Lord knows if anyone knows a thing or two about Garibaldi, it is the man on my right, Dom Allen.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back after this one. American Idiot.
You're listening to Touchdown, the American Football Podcast by University Radio Nottingham. We're currently doing our kit review. So we've just had the San Francisco's 49ers going into It's Drippy. We're doing all the kits, home kits of the NFL. So, Jake, what have we had so far?
So we've got, from bottom to top, the Jacksonville Jags, who are currently towing the line between Wouldn't See It on After Dark and I've Seen Better. Then in meh, the Tennessee Titans, my beloved New York Jets, and Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Bucks. Sauce Gardner, the Cleveland Browns and Detroit Lions, another favourite of mine. And up in It's Drippy, the 49ers straight out of San Francisco, Minnesota Vikings, Dom Allen's beautiful Dolphins, and possibly the drippiest so far, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Do love them. Do love them. Right, let's move on to our next franchise. It's the Dirty Birds from Atlanta. And it's a pretty bad kit. It's black. It's a bit of red. They've moved away from their all-red jerseys.
I really liked their all-reds.
Yeah, after that horrific Super Bowl jersey, you really felt that the whole franchise had to go. Right, we're swapping things up. The thing that annoys me the most is above the numbers, they just have ATL.
It's very meh. Around the league. Worst way. Yeah. So this might have to be bottom tier.
This is the first one. After Dark, I do apologise, but not even you are going to be seen in this rubbish.
Next up, as you've said earlier, Dom, these are the ravenous Ravens straight out of Baltimore.
Can't stand it.
It's purple, so we should like it. And it's got some white. We should really like it. But Dom, what are your thoughts?
I can't stand it. The numbers are weird. The logo on the arm is weird. It's the crest of Maryland, I believe.
It's a BTEC Minnesota Vikings.
It's rubbish. It's absolutely rubbish. And they stole the franchise from Cleveland. So for me, this has got to go right at the bottom with that Falcons.
And you know what, Dom? I also don't particularly like the Ravens. Yep. So even though I don't think the kit's quite that bad, I'll comfortably put it in there.
Thank you.
Because you know what? They deserve it.
Yeah, just vile.
However, next up, Chicago Bears.
Chicago.
Now, I do quite like this one. Mm-hmm. I've got to say, I like the colour combination. I like the dark blue and the orange. Mm. And also, they're a classic team. Yeah. They've got a very classic, simple logo, just the C with the little point at the end. Mm. But I really like it. So yeah. I think this one could be a Sauce Gardner for me, Dom.
Sauce Gardner, totally agree. It's very, very nice. Next, we have the Dallas Cowboys, the only franchise in the NFL to wear white as their home colour. Because they're America's team. They've got the star. The dark was sort of navy blue. It's an all right kit. It's iconic.
It's a classic.
I think this has to go into Sauce Gardner.
It just does. It deserves it. Even if you don't agree, it deserves to be there.
Yeah. Now, keeping down south in the dirty south, Houston Texans.
Not so successful as the Cowboys, who aren't exactly doing great at the moment. But
yeah. I really like this kit. I actually own this kit.
Really?
Yeah, I won it in a competition. Unfortunately, the player...
Oh, I've heard about this, yes. But it is a nice kit.
Only 24 accounts. It's a lovely kit, and now he's moved from there. It's a shame. It's a dark blue with a lovely sort of Texas red. You can imagine.
It's very much American flag colours. It's a staple of a proper kind of... It's, again, an American's team for American-Americans. Yeah. The kind of patriotic but Houston-based.
It's unremarkable. It's good.
Yeah, there's nothing bad about it, so... It's got to go in
there,
but it's nothing too special either, as you say. Now, Dom, out of Indianapolis.
Now, this has been ranked third on the list I'm currently using to get all the pictures.
Really?
The shoulder stripes are perfect and the colours match the city flag. Pair it with a perfect, simple helmet design and you've got the look to last a century. I really like this on the players. I really like it on the players. It's a lovely sort of Union Jack blue. Or Union Flag.
It's a bit brighter blue. I quite like that. Like,
yeah.
It's not a light blue, but it's got brightness to it. There's a fair amount of vibrancy in that. Yeah, it pops.
It's really nice
in photos as well.
Yeah.
That is a nice kit.
I think it has to go in Sauce Gardner just because I don't think it quite looks good. When you've got like a jumper on and you've got just only three white stripes, there's no logos on it. So for
me, it's definitely not top three. It's definitely up there. I'd say it's a comfortable top 10
It's the margarita of kits.
Yeah.
It's lovely. When done right, it's lovely. It's bland, it's fine, but it's just not, it doesn't have that little kick.
There's no kick to it. It's not going to tingle down the back of your throat.
You won't
remember it.
Yeah.
But you're also never going to have a problem with it.
Okay, we're going to move on to the current Super Bowl champions.
Not
for long at all. Kit-wise.
Kit-wise,
I'm interested at this. I really like their old jerseys that they went to the old Super Bowls with. For me, their new brighter LA sort of blue, electric blue.
It suits their new home. Yeah, I'll say that much.
Their sandy yellow sort of rings. It's fine. It's bad. I think it's got.
I wouldn't have said it was bad. I would have said probably a meh or a maybe an I've seen better actually.
Yeah.
So we'll put it in there, but above the Jags.
I think the thing that really detracts it from me is this sort of grading, sort of that goes from really light yellow to sort of a whitish yellow through the numbers. And numbers are bold. Don't mess around with that.
I will definitely agree with that one. So, I think I've seen better probably is fair then.
San Francisco. Oh, not even San Francisco. For one, they're not San Diego anymore. They're in LA.
Not quite from there either. There's the Chargers now. Thoughts on the LA Chargers?
I hate the LA nature of it, but the powder blue with the bright yellow bolts with the white helmets and white shorts, it's iconic for me.
It's much nicer than their neighbours, the Rams. They've done way better with very similar colours.
Yeah, I think this is what the Rams want to be.
And the Rams are trying too hard to do this.
Yeah. Now, Chargers have a horrible history of bottling games, but I think it has to go top tier. I think it's an absolute gorgeous kit.
May I have a quick another peek just to finalize?
Next up is the Las Vegas Raiders, the Washington Commanders, and Kansas City Chiefs. If you disagree with any of our thoughts, message in on your end. I'm not having a good day today.
No, you're not, Dom.
Thanks, Matt.
But you know what? I will agree with you. Mm. That is a lovely kit. Yeah. So I'll happily put that up top tier. That is nice.
Top tier.
However, now, Oakland Raiders. Oh. Well, formerly Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas now.
I mean, they've been to LA, they've been to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Just back in the 70s, this was the team. My dad loved them. He really liked their kits.
The black and silver.
They're a lovely kit. I'll never not love their kit.
Yeah, it's proper AC/DC, hard metal. It's what you really don't want.
It's very much, it's what an After Darker would design for an NFL kit, totally but in the best possible way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I wasn't a Jets fan, this would be the kit I would buy. Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Sure. So, that goes top tier for us. A lot of people have the Las Vegas Raiders kit, famously introduced by NWA into this country, weirdly. Not a lot of people know that, but that's why you'll see a lot of Raiders gear out and about on hats, hoodies, and all that.
Now, Dom, Washington Commanders, what we've got coming up here. An interesting kit.
Enjoy the basement, Washington. It's an awful burgundy, yellow, obviously. The old kits, whilst problematic, were very nice.
And the away kit
is quite nice.
The home kit, though, is ugly. It is ugly.
Ugly.
So, After Darkers, don't be buying this one. This is going straight in the bottom.
Mm. Next on, the Kansas City Chiefs. We all know what this looks like. A beautiful red with gold. It's got to be top tier for me.
Dom, you know what? It's a staple.
Yeah.
It is a classic. There's never a single thing wrong with that kit.
I love the sort of weird logo they've got. I think it's because they were the last champion of the old AFL. So they're always the champions of that. It looks really clean, really neat. So for me, top tier. We are now going to go to the New Orleans Saints. The beautiful dark black mixed with the wonderful gold.
Again, this is absolutely one of the best kits going.
I think it's got to go top tier.
This is another one where it's one of those that everyone would buy.
Yeah, really nice kit. It sort of represents Louisiana and New Orleans, that sort of party atmosphere. Now we've got another good kit coming up. We've got another few.
We do, actually.
New
There's still
York
a lot of kits
Jets. Beautiful blue, Hollywood blue, and just nothing really to it. It's very good. I think just because it doesn't have the New York Giants logo on it, I think it might have to go. It's just Source Garden.
Yeah, it's not quite the top tier. It's a lovely kit, but it's not up there with the elite of them. Mm. But it's definitely a lovely kit. Now,
Philadelphia Eagles.
The only unbeaten team. What are the Phillies looking like?
The Phillies have a sort of, it's quite hard to describe it. It's a sort of dark, dirty green.
Yeah, it's like the helmets are foresty but blue green. It's a weird colour. It's not bad, but it's nothing amazing. It's a solid meh for me. It does the job. You can wear it on the pitch and no one's going to bat an eyelid.
Yeah, I think the logo is quite cool. The only logo in the NFL to point left.
It is cool. That's a good little factoid there. Yeah. Next up, Pittsburgh's Steelers.
I think this has to go top as well. The black, the gold, the logo symbolising the three main elements of steel. For me, it's an absolute beauty of a kit. Seen lots of Steelers stuff around, having a rubbish year. Kenny Pickett, what's happening, pal? You can't replace Ben Roethlisberger. How bad are you?
And especially, you can't come looking... Like, you can't play this bad in a kit this good.
Yeah.
That's just crime.
Black and Yellow is actually the Wiz Khalifa song from 2011, based on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the Denver Broncos looking rather nice in their crush orange shirts. I think for me, this is a Sauce Gardner. It's really, really nice, but it's not quite that elite level. The a little bit of dark blue on the sides. It's trimming, it's really nice. It sort of matches, juxtaposes in a way. So for me, it goes into the
sauce. I think I'd have to agree. It's a lovely
kit. Oh, we've got another one.
And I've decided, Dom, we've got quite a lot coming in at the top.
Yeah.
So for the very best of the best,
yeah,
we've made a little extra row. The goated kits of this season.
I think I know which one's going.
We've got the Bengals, the Raiders, and the Saints up in there.
Yeah.
We could come up with a couple others, but so far, I think they've been the three that just could buy.
I'm going to add another one too.
What are you thinking now?
Green Bay Packers has to go.
Green Bay, oh, without a shadow of a doubt, this is one of the most iconic kits, again, in America.
Yeah,
in
all of sport.
Any professional sport,
yeah.
This is one of those.
Autumnal green with bright yellow. It's an autumnal kit for an autumnal sport.
Everyone recognises it as well. That is instant. You know exactly who that is, what they do. It's got history, and it looks wonderful.
Yeah. Contrasting that, the Carolina Panthers. It's pretty bland. I think it's got to join the Jaguars. Black with sort of a light...
I quite like it, so I won't put it that far. I'd put it in a mech. I do really quite like this, but I also concede you're not the biggest fan of it. But I do quite like the colour combination. It's nice.
Now, a kit synonymous with failure. The Arizona Cardinals come in bright red. It's very forest, actually.
It is. It's kind of what
I think. It's
kind of what the Falcons kind of wish they were. It's still not amazing, but it's definitely a lot better than the Falcons.
Yeah, for me, it's bad. It's joining the Jags and the Rams. For me,
I think that's fair. Seen better. There are definitely a lot better kits, but it's not at the very bottom because that's what the Falcons do.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we've only got three left, Dom. And we've got... Well, we'll leave these guys. We've got the two of the previous best teams going. Got the Seahawks and Patriots.
Yeah.
Thoughts on... Let's go Seahawks first.
Seahawks first, playing in quite a nice kit. It's... I'm trying to get it up. It's sort of a dark blue with green trimmings and a sort of check pattern along the sort of... That's its almost extra trimming. It's very nice. Where are you putting it, Jake?
I'd say it's probably a sauce for me. It's a it's a very nice kit. And, you know, okay, they're not playing the best in it, but it is a very nice kit. It looks really cool. It looks modern as well.
Mm.
They're not taking so much from the past, but that's okay. Yeah. They've modernised with a really nice look.
Now, let's go to New England Patriots. You've actually taken their former third kit and made it their home kit, sort of moving away from the Electric Elvis era of the... Tom Brady, you know, the successful days, essentially.
Yeah, I think they needed a bit of a rebrand, though, after that. After losing such a great... You've got to change, you've got to move on, and they needed that. So, rebrand?
I like it, and for me, it goes into Sauce Gardner. I would never be caught wearing one, because, God, I hate the Patriots.
I couldn't wear one. No. Just, it would be like if I wore a Liverpool kit, or if you wore a County kit. You can't do that, but it is a nice kit.
Next up, the Buffalo Bills are 32nd.
The rivals as well in our little area of the country. We hate the Bills.
So, but they do have a nice kit, nice blue. For me, it might go in. Should we put it in meh?
I think
it's unremarkable, but it's
we
nice.
Hate them.
Yeah,
but it is a decent kit. So meh's fair. So, ladies and gents, before we finish up with a banger, here's our complete list.
Starting at the bottom,
wouldn't see it on After Dark. You've got the Washington Commanders. You've got the Atlanta Falcons, and Baltimore's Ravens.
Boo.
I've seen better. The Jags, the Cardinals, and LA's Rams. In meh, going from right to left, Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers, Philadelphia Eagles, the only unbeaten team going, the appalling Houston Texans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my beautiful Jets, and the Titans. Sauce Gardner, Dom, we've got a couple of big ones in here.
This
the Browns, the Lions with a lovely kit. We've got the Bears, Cowboys, Colts, Giants, Broncos, Seahawks, and the Pats. Coming into Drippy, the Steelers, the Chiefs. We've got the Chargers, 49ers, Vikings, and Dom's favourites, the Dolphins.
Come on, Miami.
And then at the very top, the best kits on the block.
The goated!
You have your Packers, you've got your Saints, the Raiders, and the striped, beautiful Bengals. Ladies and gents, thank you very much for listening to our NFL kit ranking. And Dom... Before we go, do you have anything else to say?
It's been an absolute wonderful show. Thank you for having us. Margot Mondays is usually on in this slot, but you're about to listen to Kim Wild, Kids in America. Jake, it's been a pleasure. Keep it URM.